Welcome to Dr. Hotze's Wellness Revolution. Today, we're joined by Marisa, who is going to be sharing her journey to health. And Marisa, thank you so much for joining us. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Thanks for having me. I am married and we have four children. We live in North Carolina, and I'm really happy to be here today.
Wonderful. Well, you came to see us last year, I believe, and you had some things going on that you wanted us to address and help you with. Could you share a little bit about what was going on with your health?
Yeah, I have just dealt with really bad PMS, maybe PMDD, at points in my life, and have had lots of different viewpoints from other physicians saying you need to be put on this medication, you need to be putting on that medication. And it all felt like a Band-Aid approach, in essence, to cover up the symptoms. But I always felt there was something underlying. I saw a few functional medicine doctors, you know, over the last 20 years that kind of pieced things together. But I always felt like I was taking a little bit from here and a little bit from there. But I never had someone that was kind of overseeing all of my health. And it got to a point where I was kind of at a loss. I told my husband, I said, something is not right. I'm just don't like how I'm feeling. I don't like who I'm showing up as for our family. And I feel like something is off with what's going on inside my body. And I'm starting to get older and I know my hormones are changing and I feel like I need to find a solution.
And how did you hear about us?
So funny story, I had this conversation with my husband and I was just having a really rough day. I went and sat in my closet and opened up a text message from my sister. And she said, hey, check this article out. I think you'll find it interesting. And it was an article that Dr. Hotze had written on the effects of getting a tubal ligation. And I had had a tubal ligation when my youngest, who's now 11, when he was born. And that's kind of when all of this started, when I went to the first doctor for these PMDD symptoms, this really bad PMS. And so of course I immediately started crying because I'm like, I think this is part of this is it. Like this really is maybe what's been going on. And so I bring, you know, the article to my husband and I said, you know, check this out. This is what I think might be going on. And it was probably 8 o'clock at night. He goes, you need to get an appointment now. Like call the doctor. And so I think
smart
I left
man.
A voicemail. Yeah, I left a voicemail that night and a woman at the office called me the next morning. And by that afternoon, I had an appointment and a flight scheduled and everything to come out and see you guys. Cause I came from North Carolina. So I just picked a date in our calendar that worked for my husband and I, and he took care of the kids and I headed to Texas.
Wonderful. Well, what was that like? I mean, obviously that's quite a step of faith, booking an appointment and getting a flight and flying to Houston to see us. And when you came in, you probably didn't know exactly what to expect. Could you share, for those who've never been to our office, could you share a little bit about that?
Absolutely. And one reason why I think we took the step of faith is the lady that I spoke with on the phone was phenomenal. We spent probably an hour on the phone and just what she said and what she affirmed in terms of like what an appointment would look like and what the process looks like. That's what got me to then quickly schedule everything. I got there the day of. I had stayed in a hotel that night. They took my suitcase and I did not feel like I was at a doctor's office at all. I felt like I was almost like I had went to like somebody's house in essence. And they took me back. We did blood work right away. And then they made sure that I got a cup of coffee because I was fasting. And then from there on, it was just conversation. And I felt like I was heard and people were listening and they were asking me questions and they weren't ready to label it, which in the past I'd had that experience of you have this or you have that, or this is what's going on, but just very inquiring. I was asked so many questions and it in essence made me feel heard.
Wonderful. Well, that was coming up on, I can't remember the exact time frame of the which month you came in, but I think we're coming up on your 1 year mark and not too long. And so you've been at this for a while. How did your journey go of restoring your health?
I left that office that day feeling like there was a serious plan of action and what we were going to do in the first 90 days. So the baseline of, you know, my hormones were off based off the thyroid I had been taking, what was going on with my progesterone. I had baseline of things to take home with me. And then the blood work, I think it was like 2 weeks maybe. And we had a call and we kind of went over what you found and you made an adjustment. You know, we made adjustments there. Jill from the office was in contact with me from day one. She's been in phenomenal the last year. I feel like I have a new best friend. Whenever I have a question or something, she's always, you know, responding and helping me. And then I think we did blood work pretty often that first 6 months, or I think I spoke to you quite often. I'm trying to, it seems like it's been longer than a year, but I felt very taken care of. No matter, anytime I was like, hey, this is going on or this is going on. Okay, let's tweak this. Let's adjust this. And there was constant adjustments and listening to my body, you know, from me and then you guys, and adjusting things that needed to be adjusted. And I did the 90-day cleanse, which was huge. That helped so much. And then, yeah, the blood work and the phone calls, because again, I am in North Carolina, so I haven't been back to the office in person. But yeah, just any adjustment that was needed or, you know, a supplement I needed to take or when I should stop taking and put something else in place, was totally taken care of.
And your goals for coming in included the PMS symptoms. Where is that at now?
Great. And I have, that little 12.5 gram, if I need it for, you know, little tweaking and stuff. But everything's, my energy's up. When I did have an issue with energy and stuff, you guys added another little, something in there that has helped me. So anything I had coming in has been solved or we're managing in a phenomenal way.
Fantastic. And of course you are actually a good eater and you exercised regularly. So you were doing all the right things. And it is, I think that's one of the reasons why you've done so well. And congratulations on that. You've really followed through on everything perfectly.
Yeah. I think that was part of my frustration is for how well I am taking care of my body. Why isn't it responding appropriately?
Right.
And you guys helped that kind of balance everything out and get it in sync.
You know, I'm so excited about this field of medicine because there's always new things to learn. We were just, you know, talking with Dr. Davis about a great concept of using some probiotics, a probiotic-based yogurt to change your health. And you might check out the book Super Gut. I highly recommend that. It's got some great ideas on even going further with your health. But the at this point, you know, you mentioned your family dynamics, and it's interesting that a lot of the health problems that we encounter actually do affect our relationships. Have you noticed some changes in your family?
Yeah. And I do, I have three teenage daughters. So I'm able to understand kind of what's going on for them during the month.
Exactly. Yes.
And knowing now those major fluctuations with hormones. And we just have a lot of more conversations about it because you know, it's something that came up for me and like, well, what'd you go to Texas for? And then I explained, and then I said, well, this is what's going on with your body. And I try to incorporate, it's really hard with kids, but I am trying. I'll die on this hill. I am with the eating well. So getting a lot of that crap out of our diets, out of our homes.
Great.
I do have the book because Jill mentioned it to me because I actually am going through another 4-week cleanse.
Great.
I had a health issue. That's why we've had to kind of push back our podcast interview. And I think that it could have been a lot worse if I wouldn't have been eating as well as I've been eating and been taking care of myself through the help of you guys that I healed quick enough to then move on, but just had a nasty infection, antibiotics, and talked to Jill and she said, okay, let's start with the cleanse again. Check out this book. And we're on that path of healing, you know, again, I guess.
I know you mentioned talking to other doctors and them recommending things that you weren't comfortable with. And have you been able to talk to your friends about what you've experienced and what is their reception?
Absolutely. I spoke with one girlfriend. I went in after I came back from seeing you guys in Texas and I had my IUD taken out. And I had just been to your office and within a week and a half, I was in their office and it was night and day experience first. I was like, oh, this isn't how I was treated there. You know, it was so different. And then, when I went to leave, when I told her I wanted the IUD out and she said, what are you going to do? I said, I'm going to work on, you know, my health a little bit more naturally. And she just kind of tapped me on the shoulder and said, good luck with that. And out the door she went. And I thought, this is exactly why I was still searching for something else, because there's just a difference in care and a difference in solving the problem versus this is your symptom. Let's treat your symptom versus what's really going on here.
Beautiful. Well, any final thoughts or suggestions to people?
I just am so happy to be a part of the HOTSI Wellness Center. And if anyone has issues or anything that I talk with, I recommend my friends, my sister-in-law, you know, anyone that I can, because I've had such a great change in my life from being at your guys' center.
Well, thank you so much for the privilege of letting us be a part of your life and to see your journey. It's been a joy, and I look forward to touching base with you in the future. But thank you so much for joining us today and sharing your experience.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Marisa.
Physician's Preference Pharmacy is a compounding pharmacy specializing in custom-made prescriptions made especially for you right here on site in our compounding lab. Compounded medications offer a unique solution because you're not one size fits all, and we believe that your medication shouldn't be either. You may require a dose to be made that is not commercially available, or you might even be allergic to an inactive ingredient in a medication, which may present a barrier to treatment for you and requires it to be made without that bothersome ingredient. Your body has unique needs, which means that you deserve a customized approach. So if your medications aren't helping you feel your absolute best, then consider speaking with your doctor about having your medications compounded today.
Information provided on this program is neither intended nor implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice and is not intended to replace the services of a physician, nor does it constitute a doctor-patient relationship. You should not use information from this radio program to diagnose or treat a health problem or disease without consulting with a qualified healthcare provider. If you have or suspect you have an urgent medical problem, promptly contact a professional healthcare provider or call 911. Dr. HOTSI's Wellness Revolution advises you to always seek the advice of a physician or other qualified health provider prior to starting any new treatment or with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Any application of the recommendations from this program is at the listener's discretion.